Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Several top state officials, all the way up to Governor Deval Patrick, could be called to testify in the corruption trial of former House Speaker Sal DeMasi. He and two co-defendants are charged with rigging state contracts, and jury selection begins in federal court today. This could be an explosive look at lobbying and alleged influence peddling on Beacon Hill. Joining us to talk about this is WBUR's David Boeri. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Deb.
David, why might this be so explosive?
Well, take a look at the list of 160 prominent witnesses that have been presented by the prosecution and the defense. They're listed by name and town of residence. So here's one, Deval Patrick of Milton. And then you've got Robert DeLeo of State House Boston and Therese Murray of State House Boston. And off we go from there through scores of legislators, cabinet secretaries, aides, lobbyists. It's important to note, and the Patrick administration has been quick to point out, no one else is accused here, but the elementary maxim of political wisdom is that you don't want to testify. You don't want to show up at a trial about corruption, even if you're not been accused.
No, not at all. And so the basic scheme here that federal prosecutors are alleging is what?
This is what prosecutors call a kickback scheme. And the allegation here is that the salesman for a company, a software company in Burlington called Cognos, conspired with the House Speaker and two of the House Speaker's associates to steer state contracts to Cognos by using the speaker's political juice. And that the political, again, according to the allegation, the speaker used his muscle to shape these contracts and to push them to Cognos. That in return, he received $65,000 secretly funneled from Cognos to him through one of his law associates. And that his other two, the other two co-defendants here, made hundreds of thousands of dollars.
$65,000, not a lot of money, though, really, David.
On the surface, it appears that DeMasi allegedly benefited least of all, a relatively modest amount.
Now, there were several rulings as to what could be used as evidence, what the witness list might be, and all of these other things most recently regarding this corruption trial. What do we know about these rulings and about how the tone of this case might be conducted?
Certainly, for DeMasi and the others, the critical attempt was made to stop one of their former co-defendants, Joseph Lally, from testifying against them. He has pled guilty. He has reached a plea deal with federal prosecutors. He's going to receive light time. He is the sales agent that was pushing the Cognos contracts. He made something like $2.8 million, and it is alleged that he was the one that created this sham consulting agreement with a legal associate of DeMasi's, who did no work for the company, but funneled money routinely, that $65,000, to DeMasi.
David, how long do you think this trial might take? And at the end of it, are we saying that the former House Speaker will be either presumably innocent or guilty in this, and would he go to jail?
Lawyers are saying it's going to take 6 weeks. It could be long. It could be dull at times. It could be sensational, depending on who shows up, including the governor. At the end, absolutely, the Speaker is facing jail time. I was with him when he left court after receiving more bad news from the judge the other day. He was with his lawyers. He pushed the button to the elevator going up. His lawyers told him, no, we're going down. We got in, and there was a sad look on his face, a smile, and he said, I used to be on my way up.
WBUR's David Boeri, thanks very much.
You're welcome.